deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 22nd edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. And happy Maroon Monday. Yeah. I am your host, Danny, aka Captain Maroon, and I will be joined by my co-host in a minute, Sean, also known by his rap name, King Shingle, aka Lil X Hamster. And in today's pod, I start out by attempting to explain the U.S. current economic situation, the fear of the current state of affairs we all currently live in, the anxiousness of the news, and somehow it all comes back to Warhammer and the orcs again. Oh, I later lament about what kind of legacy, or lack thereof, I am leaving behind, and how to commit to a trip. I also lament, that's right, more lamenting, about, are we the loneliest generation ever? Question mark? Serious question. A lot of single ladies out there, and a lot of single guys, and it's like a middle school dance, you know? Everyone is afraid to talk to the other side. It's like a Mexican middle school standoff. Oh, and I end the pod with a rant about the non-watchers, as I'm calling them. The non-watchers. Don't get me started. But, you know, I end the pod with the... All right, anyway... Gotta end with some fire, am I right? And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, save me here.
Give it. West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa in a window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
Okay, all right. Let's change topics here. So, economy. I want to steal what you said. I think we are in an AI spending bubble.
Yeah.
And which is similar to the dot-com era of 95, mm-hmm. 2000.
Yeah.
And we're in a bond market that is going to be worse than 08, especially
yeah.
globally.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
With a 2009 Greece level of debt spiral that we're going to be in because of the interest, with an insane yep. higher amount of debt. Mm-hmm. Coupled with potentially extreme inflation that we haven't seen since Weimar Germany's hyperinflation, 1921, I feel like we're going to go from a massive housing, like debt that was like in like the, what was it, started in the 70s, right? The Big Short was all about it, mm-hmm. all the way to 08. And then we went from that massive housing debt to a massive student loan debt in the 2000s, where basically it went from $387 billion to $1.8 trillion in student loan debt, which is insane. Mm-hmm. So now insane. In 2020, because of COVID and because of our current POTUS, we are now in a massive government debt spree where we're spending, and they're saying, oh, they're cutting back.
No, they're not.
No, we're not cutting back.
They're spending $50 billion on ICE. Yep. So
bailouts for countries yep. and ICE, and they're spending a lot of
$20 billion
money
for Argentina. Yep.
And meanwhile, our president's like, I'll just fire the head of the Federal Reserve. That's how I'll fix that. So where I'm going is AI. AI and Bitcoin has to save us from ourselves because we don't understand how anything works, including long-term economics, including prudent fiscal spending.
Short-term economics.
All we understand is, go back to Warhammer. What is it that the fucking orcs say in Warhammer? What do the orcs want? What's their one thing, Sean?
Wah!
Wah! If we get wah, then we Zaurat. And so that is why in Warhammer, I respect the hell out of the orcs, because they are so fucking transparent. They're like, what mask? What do you mean? They never had a mask. Like, you'll never get betrayed or lied to by an orc in Warhammer.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Like, all they want is, wah! I mean, they don't even have to hide it, dude. You know exactly who they are. It's their fucking goddamn currency is teeth, God's sakes. Like, you know, it's like, hey, I'll have a cup of Joe. That'll be three teeth. It's like, oh. Also, who did you vote for? You know, it's like,
you can't trade with them. They have nothing to trade.
Right, right. What do you think about capital punishment? Wah! And that'll be five teeth for the Java. I mean, dude, it's insane. Like, and so are we as Americans, are we worse than the fucking orcs of Warhammer? Because we lie and we say we want peace, but then we really want wah. I mean, dude, it's like more pathetic than a goblin war boss. You know? What's a goon to a goblin?
There we go. And it.
I love them, dude. I've always, when I was a kid and I got into Warhammer and the 40K and all that, the orcs were my favorite. They're the ones that I played the most. I loved how they took scrap from nothing. I loved how they were just super violent, but there was no, what's the diplomacy with the orcs? Diplomacy, they're gonna take out everyone. They're gonna take out the fellow orcs. Hey, there's another orc over there. Are they gonna join us? No. Then these guys are lunatics. I love it. Whereas everyone else, you get especially the humans
and
the politics and the empire, and the elves are very interesting, but they have their whole, you know, society and their sex, and they're not sex as an sex, but like their, you know, divisions, right? They're like, hey, we're, like you said, these are the high elves, these are the Eldar, you know, and then there's another group of elves that did not embrace technology, right? And went that route. I mean, like, and there's the chaos ones and the dark elves. It's like there's all these different. There's none of that with the orcs. There's no, like, these are the darker orcs. It's like, what do you,
right.
All they want is wah and teeth. You know what they're about. I used to just dip them in green, and then I would just paint the armor like gray. I'm like, all right, close enough. Like, what? I'm going to throw 100 of these guys out, and then I don't even know the rules. I still don't know the rules. How do you even play Warhammer? Like, actually, like the board game. It's insane.
Yeah, they have, like, I see, like, they have like a ruler and they're like, okay, you can shoot 2.5 inches. And they're like, like, what the fuck?
I would imagine if you get into it, it's probably really fun. Cause it's just like, you could do anything. So it's kind of like the ultimate sandbox, you know, board game, but it's really involved. It's really involved. Anyway, moving on. Glad you saw that. Cause that game got me stoked for like the 40K universe again. And I kind of want a Total War 40K game, but we might not get that. We might get Star Wars. Oh, well. I'd probably still play it.
We'll get another Jedi Fallen Order. That's what it was. That was the joke. It's like, we know how this is going to go. It was, I'm sure I've said it before, but I'll say it again. They did like a side by side with Jedi Knight. I think it was like Jedi Knight 3, which is like in 2005 or something like that, 2006, versus Jedi Fallen Order. And they did Jedi Knight 3 on max graphics
Yep.
For 2006 versus Jedi Fallen Order, which is like 2023 or 2022. And it was like, it was better in Jedi Knight 3. Like,
yeah, yep.
Like, fuck, dude. And the graphics card is way more powerful. That the most powerful graphics card in 2006 versus, you know, like a PlayStation 5. And it's like, what, it looks better in 2006 than it does now? Like, this is fucking ridiculous. So we aren't even getting better graphics. Wasn't that what was promised? At least you get better graphics. We don't even get that.
That was the prince that was promised us. And instead we got...
Yeah, we got the frog.
Exactly. Next topic.
You know, I'm still kind of like stuck in like, I kind of know like what I should do and want to do, but I'm still in this like mode, like I'm frozen in time. So I keep like saying, okay, I gotta like, I've scheduled vacation for the end of the year. I have like 3 weeks that I had to use.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it was 4 weeks. Yeah. I think it was 3 weeks. So I just said, I'm just going to schedule. And it got approved. So all I know is I'm not going into work, where I want to do. Yeah. But that's where I want to do the trip somewhere and to New Zealand. But it's like, I can't bring myself to actually commit to it. Like, so
book it.
I'm hoping. Yeah. To book it. And like, where am I going to stay and all that stuff? So I'm hoping go ahead.
Can I give you a recommendation? Cause I did a Vancouver trip and it was the first time I did a solo trip. And I was kind of like, am I doing this? Am I really going to travel by myself? And this is Vancouver. It's not like New Zealand. It's not like different country or something. Right. And I was like, oh man, am I? And same thing as you, I'm like, do I really want to do this? And like, where am I going to stay? And you know, how am I like going to lock into a plan here if I don't know like what I'm going to do when I'm over there? What I would recommend is book the flight. You already know when you're going to have the time off, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you really want to go, there's any party, whatever, when you ever have that moment, because you will, of like, I took the time off. I want to do this. What am I doing? Like, I should just do this. You have that moment, even if it's like 10 minutes, in that moment when you feel that way, just go and book the flight. Just book it. Just book the flight. Because then once you book the flight, then, and don't get the insurance or whatever. You can like cancel it. Whatever. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because then you can cancel it. Then you're like, oh, what if I really don't want to go? Nope. Buy the flight. Get it early as you can, whatever. And then once you have the flight, now you're like, okay, I'm going there. Now you're like, what now? Where am I going to sleep? Like, all right, I guess I got to stay here. New York was the same thing for me. I was like, all right, now what? I remember just buying the flight because I got that deal. And I just booked the flight to New York. And I was like, well, what now? I'm like, well, I guess I got to find a place to stay. And I just, you know, and then you just figure it out, man. And then... then once you're there, you're like, okay, I'm glad I'm doing this because you have like a thing that you can tell. Oh yeah, I went to New Zealand and I did this and that. And so like, in my opinion in life, if you have like 3 to 5 things at like a party that you can say, oh, I did this, you're social. You're fine. No one's going to ask questions. You can say,
I'm good with that
for the rest of your life. You can say, yeah, I went to New Zealand one time outside the country. Oh, it's great. And the people, whoa, how was that like? Oh, wow. The accents. Oh, those Melbourneese. I don't know. Those New Zealandese. They're a wild bunch. I saw an octopus. It almost ate someone. That was cool. And there was like a spider the size of a truck. I ran away from that. And then the girl that's on your date, she was like, oh my God. That's a terrifying spider. And then you're like, yeah. Anyway, and then you're like, all right. And then you like cross it off in your mind. Like, all right, can't talk about that again. But now they know I'm adventurous. I did it once.
I adventured.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep adventuring. That's the point of, in my opinion, going on an adventure is then you can talk about it, the adventure. If you just go on the adventure and you move on to the next adventure, then you're adventurous, which is fine. But what if you climbed the Himalayas and then you died at the top of it fighting a Yeti? And like you're fighting the Yeti and your last thoughts are like, man, I can't wait to survive this so then I could, you know, go on a cruise in the Bahamas. It's like you wouldn't tell everyone about fighting a Yeti immediately. That's the first thing I do. First thing I survive, I'm telling everyone about my Yeti survival story. Because that's insane. And then now you're all of a sudden a Yeti survivalist for the rest of your life. You don't have to fight another Yeti. You have it in your book, in your chamber. So yeah, anyway, it's my advice to you, Sean. Book the flight and the rest will come. If you really want to go. If you don't, then your decision is being made by not booking the flight, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Which is fine. Honestly, don't feel like you have to do something like, oh, I have to do something exciting to say I did something exciting. It's like, well, do you want to do it? No. Like, I have to have a kid because therefore I have a legacy. I'm like, legacy? What legacy? What am I passing on? I smoke pot and I suck at fantasy football. What legacy am I passing on? What are you talking about? I'm embarrassed every day about me. But yeah, it's like, life is bullshit. I've been talking to people that are like, you know, in their 40s and giving me some perspective on like things, you know, like they're going on a date and they're like, dude, I don't know. I can't find love. This is tough. And I'm like, hey man, like you're surviving. You're living.
Yeah.
Do you have a house? So yeah, these women should be trying to jump on your bones. So you have a roof. We can fuck under like is it leak? No.
You don't live in a cardboard box.
Yeah. Like, you're right. You're doing all right.
You're doing all right.
Yeah. And yeah, I feel like we have these like standards of like, no, I need to be doing this or that. It's like, dude, whatever. Who gives a shit? I wish I was not single. Trust me, the second you're not single, you wish you were single. It happens to everyone. Like immediately.
You know, there's single, ready to mingle.
Yeah.
What's the what would the opposite be then? Like,
oh,
single relationship looking
go.
To.
Yeah, here you go.
You know, yeah, I don't know.
I got it. You fill it
in. Okay, go. Yeah, go.
Single, for it. Ready to shingle. As in, like, fuck off. Leave me alone. I'm dealing with shingle. Like, go away. I have real problems now. It's like, oh well, how did your date go? I'm like, I don't. What? I don't have time for that shit. I'm ready to shingle. At any moment now, I might get shingles. You know? I'm worried about that now. I was already worried about getting like a kidney stone. Now I got to worry about kidney stones, ulcers, and shingles? Fuck, man. I'm not a fan of any of this. I'm ready to shingle. I'm ready to get away from me. I have to deal with like real things, not like, you know, oh my God, she didn't like my post. Who gives a fuck? Oh my God, she didn't respond right away. Who fucking cares? Move on. Once you move on, you go, oh, that's what I was worried about? If the date will stand me up, I'm happy I can walk pain-free. That's a big deal. I'm happy I can walk to the bar. Hey, she didn't show up. Hey, I'm walking out of here. My head held high, no pain. If she would have showed up, I would have just talked about my shingles. It's probably for the best. Probably saved her from a conversation she didn't want to have. And quite frankly, I didn't want to have. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, dude, it's so funny. The whole like, oh, the plight of the single guy. I was at a literal funeral the other day. And one of the guys came up to talk about how he could have dated the person that is now deceased. He was like, oh, I could have gone on a date with them, but then I flaked on them. It didn't work out and I regret it and blah, blah, blah. And basically this person is so lonely. They're at a funeral commiserating about it. Think about this. This is something I want to write into a show. This person's so lonely. They're at a funeral with, and they don't know the family. They're just there to pay their respects. And they're telling them, man, I could have gone on a date with this girl and I blew it. You know, I really regret that. Anyway, I'm going to have a lot of regrets. Anyway, anyone here available to go on a date?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're pretty desperate, man. I'm right there. I'm right there with you. I'm not going up in front of a funeral being like, man, I almost could have dated this girl. I'm sorry to the family, my losses, but dude, I blew it. I flaked. You should have gone to the bar. Yeah. We might have gone on a date. This might have been fantastic. It's like, well, you can go on another date. It's like, well, that was it. And I was talking to the guy afterwards. I was like, he was like, yeah, I got stood up the other day. I'm like, yeah, I kind of noticing a theme here, man. Poor guy. Just had a funeral trying to find some nookie. You know, he's just lonely. I was like, hey, man, that's probably me in like 10 years. I'll just show up at funerals, not know anyone. Be like, she seemed hot.
Yeah.
She's
I would have gone Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory on her. Oh, you're the parents? Yeah. I'm not taking back what I said.
Are you talking to the parents of the deceased? Yeah, I would have got old man McGillicuddy on that one. Oh, man.
I would have gone George Stephanopoulos on her. I would have gone Creature from the Black Lagoon on her.
I didn't explain to someone this bit, by the way. They didn't get it. They're like, well, what are the names mean? I'm like, well, they're sexual positions. And they're like, well, what are they? I'm like, that's the fun.
Yeah. They need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like you don't even know what the actual position is. All you need to know is I'm gonna give her that Lou Diamond Phillips. And you're like, oh, buddy. I'll give her that Wile E. Coyote. Meet me.
I'm going to give her that Alfred Hitchcock Presents One Night of Terror and Drama.
Yeah. I want to give her my Masterpiece Theater. Do you remember when Mad TV did a bit and it was Masterpiece Theater, the rapper? And it was just Master P presenting movies. Like yeah.
I don't think they ever. I think I like. Yeah, I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
They just didn't get enough credit for how funny they were. That is really funny. Yeah. Master P's Theater. And it was just Master P in like a really nice chair. And he was like, so we just watched Casablanca. And he's just like talking about these like historic movies. And he's Master P. It was really fun. I don't know. I was like, wow. I thought that was what it really was, being a naive child. I was like, Master P's got his own movie collection. That was pretty cool. Until I saw Masterpiece Theater afterwards, and I went, oh, well, that's even more funny now. It was funny before, and now it's even more funny. That it's a play on words. I just thought it was just Masterpiece Presents Old Movies. I'm like, all right, I'm on board. It's like, have you seen, probably not, but you should, have you seen the trailers for the 50 Cent show?
Oh, no, I didn't. That sounds pretty cool.
50 Cent in a TV show. 50 ways to catch a killer, and it's all these different ways that on video evidence that they like caught murderers, and it's hosted by 50 Cent, and I'm like, it sounds like a winning show to me.
No, for sure. Well, I mean that's going to be a tougher one. He's kind of a comedian. Like if he had when he's like, you know, off camera, so yeah. I don't know how he's going to do a show like that
because it'll be heavily scripted. That's how. That'd be my guess.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll just be him making it 50 by being 50. But yeah, you're right. He's way more funny than... it doesn't really track. It's like Ryan Reynolds presents 50 ways to cut. You're like, this... What? Like, all right. Is he going to make it silly? Like, no. 50 Cent got shot, so it's kind of... It's pretty serious. It's like... Well, he's not like actively being shot. I think he took that quite well, and he made a whole career out of it. In fact, I love what 50 did. He created a new person called 50 Cent. And when he does something really dumb, he's like, that wasn't me. That was the other guy. He wants, dude, it was really smart. He's actually way more intelligent than people give him credit for. He threw out a first pitch at a baseball game, and it was one of the worst first pitches ever. Like, ever. If you Google it, or you've probably seen it. Like, he threw it,
yeah,
like sideways.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, it was just horrible. It was horrible. So they had him in the booth, and you think this would be this really embarrassing moment. Hey, how about that throw? And like, he's like, yeah, I suck. Right? He's like, oh, fuck you guys. Whatever. And you know what he said? He said, yeah, that wasn't me. That was Curtis Jackson. I was like, that's how you do that.
That is the play.
Yeah. That wasn't me. That was my alter ego. Well, the alter ego is you. You're actual you. Your name. It's like, yeah, fuck that guy. Guy sucks. Guy's an idiot. So I want to make up a name, like a rap name or something. And then when I do, like, fuck up at work, they're like, damn it, Danny. You're supposed to network that printer. I'm like, yeah, that was Danny Bauer fucked up on that one. That wasn't Bruce B. Bruce B doesn't fuck up. And it's like, well, you're the same person. It's like, yeah, but that sounds like a Danny thing. Did Danny fuck that up? Yeah, classic Danny. You're him. What do you mean? So that's how you can do that. That's pretty clever. I like that.
Incoming hard transition.
See if there's any new shows to download.
I've heard things, good things, about this horror movie that's about schools. It's about children and schools. And someone said it's like...
Are you starring in it?
Yeah. It's just a reality show.
Ooh, NCIS Tony and Ziva. Wow.
What about,
you're really hitting rock bottom here.
What about 911 Nashville? Weapons. It's called Weapons. Yeah, that is the one. That's the only thing I can recommend to you is Weapons.
Can you not recommend?
Yeah. No. Oh, I got a good one for you not to watch. Because I'm getting it promoted to me like crazy because I'm a sports guy. Chad Powers. Don't watch that.
Oh, I saw that on Speed. I don't know. Chad Powers. Oh, look at that.
So Mrs. Doubtfire.
Don't watch it.
Basically, hey, what if we did Mrs. Doubtfire, but like sports? They even say it in the trailer. Like, hey, what if I'm an old guy? Basically, I'm assuming this is it's on Hulu. I'm guessing this is what it is. He was in college. He didn't get drafted or whatever. Didn't make it. But he maybe he feels like he didn't get a fair shot or whatever. And so he's like, well, what if I just dress up, like, what if I just put on prosthetics and be a kid and just go to college again? And it's like, so you got like a social? He's like, move past it. Just move past it. And so that's the whole show. It's just a college quarterback who's what if I did it again? And then 1 point,
8 years after an unforgivable mistake, nukes his promising college football career. Hotshot quarterback Russ Holiday tries to resurrect his dreams by disguising himself.
Yeah.
It's Chad Powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the trailer. It's like he's being interviewed. And so this is like the joke. He's just, he's a regular guy like us. And then, he can't just sound like himself. So he's being interviewed. Like, so where are you from? And this is his voice.
Maybe from West Virginia. The West is from the West Virginia.
Like, you talk like that the whole time. This is grating. I hate it. I hate you and I hate the choice you made. Fuck this show. Anyway. I'm mad at the show because it's being thrown in my face every 5 seconds. I see that when a trailer gets thrown in my face constantly, I now can have a very strong negative opinion on it because you're forcing me to eat this. Like, here you go, eat your casserole. Here you go, eat it again. I can now say, fuck your casserole, lady. You suck and you can't cook. I've permission. So another show not to watch. I give you. I think Chad Powers is the big one. I'm like, you can just get that out of here. You can just move Mrs. Doubtfire, but sports. Right. So we're out of ideas.
And then what if he talks like this? What if he's like a star quarterback and he's like,
wouldn't that be funny? No, that sounds annoying immediately. What I just did was more funny than the trailer. And that wasn't funny. It was like on a scale from 0 to 10 on funny, it was a 1.2. And that was funnier than Chad Powers, the show. And it's probably really funny. I'd probably watch it and be like, oh my God, it's so funny. But no, Chad Powers can get wrecked.
The whiskey from the West Virginia.
I've heard that like a million times. You're from West Virginia?
With the whiskey.
He talks like that and no one questions it. He's basically like talking like Steve Urkel. And everyone's like, yep, well, there you go. It's like, guys.
I think some of these shows, they're just like, there's, you know, you're talking about like, how could people be like
this dumb,
so sadistic to put us in a simulation? And I think like some of these shows are made like, okay, let's make the stupidest thing.
Yeah.
And see if people watch it.
Yeah.
And
right.
And I have watched a show that was really stupid.
Yep.
And I forget what it's called, but anyways, it was like, it was basically like in, they had this in the '90s. It's like Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's The Lost World or Beastmaster or that, those kinds of shows. Everybody's basically like a supermodel, but they're like wizards.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the same thing in 2022. And I watched like three seasons. Dude, of the show.
You stole it from
me. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck?
Yeah. That's why I don't like shows, man. I'm not really a show guy. I get really rarely into shows now. Like when people tell me you should watch this show, I'm like, I kind of tune out unless multiple people recommend it. Everyone's talking about it. I mean, it has to check all the boxes, but I can't get into shows because no showrunner knows when to end. They want to keep everything going forever. And yeah, I think you might be right about apparently what they do. Netflix does this is they go, oh, we don't have a show for, for this demographic for, 20-year-old Cambodians. So we need to make a show. It's like that. So you're making a show for that? That's not art then. You're just going, well, we need to fit this box because we don't have this demographic. It's like, it sounds like there's no Cambodian director or you haven't recruited one. Why don't you just recruit one? Hey, you want to make a movie? No. We got to make a show for this demographic. Let me guess. It's going to suck. Because you're trying to thread a needle. You're trying to create art that like has to fit a specific criteria. Huh. Wonder if it's going to be good. It's not? Wow. Could have seen that coming. Everyone. So, yeah. It's shows for me are kind of like they have to be really good, dude. Stranger Things, the last season. I'm excited for that because it'll be done. And everyone's going to, dude, when that comes out, I think this month, everyone's going to be talking about it. So it's like, all right, I'll watch it because I don't want to be the one person who's like, who's 11? Like, it's,
that'll be me. Yeah, I never got into Stranger Things.
Whatever, dude. Yeah. Whatever. I'm just letting you know. And this is me. I have interacted with people like this. And I want to tell them this from the heart. And I mean this from the bottom of my dark, cold heart. When someone says something like, there's people out there that say this, I've never seen Star Wars and I never want to. And that's what makes me interesting. No, it doesn't. You're not interesting just because you chose not to watch a thing. I dated a chick once, but that was her big thing. Oh, I never watched Star Wars. And I was like, okay, well, do you want to watch it? She's like, no. But then she bought me the VHS and I was like, the 1 to 6, and I didn't own it. And I was like, you kind of want to watch it, huh? I was like, you want to watch? And she was like, okay, guess I'll watch. It's like, all right, that's fine. But like, if I could go back in time and talk to her, and there's some people that I know that are like this now that are like, I refuse to watch Star Wars. Why? You think it'll suck? No, I never want to watch it because that makes me interesting. It doesn't actually. You see what I mean? It's like, oh, here's a book that everyone's read. Everyone thinks it's good. Well, I've never read it. Okay. I'm glad you announced that to everyone. Yeah. And I decided I'll never choose to read it. Oh, whatever. That does not make you interesting or cool. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. If you don't want to do it because you're like, no one's going to make me watch Star Wars, then fine. But like to brag about it to me is weird. It's very weird. There's some people that are like, I have to tell people I've never seen Star Wars or I've never seen Lord of the Rings. I have a buddy who's never seen Game of Thrones. And he's like, I just don't like that fantasy shit. I'm like, dude, it's like nonstop violence and sex. And it's not, I mean, it's just how the world was like 800 years ago, basically. And he's like, nah, man, what is there, like elves and shit? And I'm like, are you thinking of Lord of the, are you like combining Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings? And is that what's happening? It's like, I don't know. I'll never watch Star Trek because I refuse to. And that makes me interesting. It's like, no. Anyway, people like that, I'll never understand. It's like, I refuse to participate in the literature. And therefore, isn't that an interesting footnote about me? It's like, actually, it says how boring you are. Is if that's the thing you feel you need to highlight, is you've never seen a thing that other people are into. And you're like, well, I've actually never been to New York. Okay, cool. These people are talking about New York. Guys, hey, just want to interrupt you real quick. I've never been, and I never will go. Okay. Anyway, so how was the food there? The guy's like, the person interrupts him, like, no, no, no. Did you guys hear me? See, I've never been there. So, like, I don't know what kind of food. Like, dude, we're not talking to you, man. Go away. Go away. Oh, no, no, no. I was eavesdropping, and I heard you guys were talking about New York. I just want you guys to know I've never been there, and that place sucks. It's like, all right, man. You're fun at parties. I love that you've felt the need to announce that. All right, rant done. I just had to get that out of my system about these non-watchers, as I call them. Look, you don't have to watch every hit show or movie. You don't have to give in to the FOMO effect. You really don't. And good on you for having the wherewithal. What a fun word, by the way. Wherewithal. Having the wherewithal to not be a part of the masses. I'm just saying. Announcing your choice to not watch? Who fucking cares? Announcing you never listen to one Lil Wayne song isn't as interesting a factoid as you think it might be. Just don't watch. Just don't read. Just don't listen. But please, please listen to the pod. Please, please like and subscribe. Please, please believe me. Oh, and single ready to shingle. I think that is quite catchy. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Hey, ladies, I'm single, ready to shingle. Thanks again for listening on our journey to the maroon. Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy, the train. AKA the philosopher, building back the tracks back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'm gonna give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me, I'm gonna give it back. Believe that.
That might be a good end there to the recording.